This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
At some point in our lives, we've all done things to fit in. But then we realize the importance of being ourselves. Introducing the distinct Audi Q5, an SUV all its own. Its LED DRLs stand out wherever they shine. And with Audi Quattro all-wheel drive and available Audi Drive Select, it delivers performance that no one can imitate. So be yourself. Visit your Audi dealer to test drive the distinct Audi Q5.
I'm David Jones. Come see the largest selection ever of Audi A3s, Q5s, and Q7s. Audi Exceptional Luxury Performance at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at geraldjonesaudi.com.
Well, Gil Hance is the president and lead designer for Hance Golf Course Design, and it's been announced that Gil will be bringing his talents to the Sandhills of North Carolina at Pinehurst in the next year. We'll talk about that a little bit more. It's a pleasure to welcome Gil Hance back to the Augusta Golf Show. Hi, Gil.
John, how are you?
I'm very good. Thanks for doing this.
Thank you for asking.
Can you play a golf course without dissecting it? Can you play a golf course without wondering what you would have done to it?
Yes.
Good.
Yeah, I can. Yeah, I think it's, you know, you just have to make that separation between, okay, I'm out here to have a good time and have fun with my friends or whatever it is, and I'm not here to put a critical eye on anything, so... And, yeah, my golfing skills sometimes take me into places where I'm not even looking at the design anymore. I'm kind of looking outside of trees. So it's sometimes that makes it easier not to, to judge the design.
But you have to make it a conscious effort.
Yes. Yeah, I do. I definitely do. And I think, you know, as the round goes on, it gets harder and harder to not be distracted, if you will, from the game at hand to really sort of look around the golf course and take it in from a design standpoint.
I didn't mean to go in this direction, but does that make the game harder to appreciate?
No. No, it doesn't. I think, you know, people have always said, and I believe it, that if you have a better appreciation for architecture, you should, in theory, play the game better because you're, you know, you're thinking along the lines of the architect. You're thinking about strategy and placement and trying to accomplish, you know, shots to make the next shot better, and I think that only adds to the experience.
Okay, so but you're always working.
Yeah, I guess if you want to put it, now I'm not going to be able to enjoy my rounds of golf if I'm thinking about it that way.
All right, well, now I apologize. It's been announced that you're going in, you're tackling the number four course at Pinehurst, and in talking to Tom Pashley on the program, help me with it. This will not be a redo. You're going to do something different with number four, aren't you?
We are. I mean, you know, number four of all the golf courses at Pinehurst, and certainly the ones in the core of the resort, has had the most work done to it over the years. You know, originally Ross was involved, and then it went to Maples, and then Trent Jones, and then Reese Jones, and then Tom Fazio in the Reese's most recent iteration. So It's had a significant amount of work done to it. In fact, the original Ross footprint no longer exists. Portions of that were sold off for real estate back in the 50s. So it's, you know, it's really looking at it with a fresh set of eyes. It's looking at it in the context of what Bill Coor and Ben Crenshaw were able to accomplish in their, you know, restoration of the, of course, number two, and the great work they did, and you know, how well that's been received, and sort of looking at it through the eyes of, okay, you know, there's so much great tradition at Pinehurst, and what is the traditional presentation of golf courses at Pinehurst, in particular, as I mentioned, you know, the core courses, 1 through 5. And I think what Tom and Pashley and Bob Dedman have asked us to do is sort of, you know, relook at it through that lens, and you know, we were able to make some recommendations to them they seem to like. But, you know, generally speaking, the footprint is going to be the same. So within the similar footprint, a few little tweaks to the routing, but sort of re-looking at the visual context of the golf course.
We are talking with Gil Hance here on the Augusta Golf Show. You're also, while at Pinehurst, going to create a short course. For those who might not be familiar with what a short course is, a quick definition.
Well, it's funny you ask, because I was actually sitting working on the routing for the short course. I'm going to get together with Tom Pashley later this week, and I just wanted to give him some different ideas. So, I mean, conceptually, there's sort of two schools of thought we're pursuing. Is, you know, are the envelope, is it more of a what we describe as a horse course, we built out at the Prairie Club in Valentine, Nebraska, where it's sort of large areas of exposed tight turf, and you know, players get to basically pick the shot and the angle they want to play, and all of the holes are, you know, under 100 yards, maybe just over 100 yards, and you know, really focusing in on the traditional characteristics of Pinehurst, and particularly number two, some elevated greens, some chipping areas, and exposed sandy waste. Or is it a little bit less congested and a little bit more sort of traditional, you know, maybe five or six par three golf holes, where you're, you know, you can, you know, I got to take a full bag with you, but you might have a little bit more options. So I think we're going to work with them to determine what we think fits best in the space that's been allocated for it, and ultimately what's going to be the most fun use. You know, where are people going to have a good time, and how are they going to, you know, enjoy that space that we have? So those are the two schools of thought, and when we figure it out, we'll let you know.
So when you do something like that, is fun, is there a higher fun factor than maybe a strategy factor, a golf strategy factor?
Absolutely. And when we did the horse course, that was one of the most liberating projects we've ever worked on, because you're not sort of standing there thinking about shot values, whatever that means. And, you know, okay, the shot that's probably going to be played into this green is going to be this, so the green needs to be receptive to it, or the angle, et cetera, et cetera. It really is just focused on fun, because people can pretty much pick wherever they're going to play their shot from. So it's, you know, how do we make this something where, you know, people have used the phrase a beer and a giggle golf course with your buddies, and I think that there should be room for that in golf. And I think that while we have, at Pinehurst, it's surrounded by great golf, great tradition, this is perhaps a chance for, you know, a little bit of a break from that, and just say, hey, we're going to have a lot of fun with this. So yeah, high fun factor is definitely the key phrase.
Is this also, Gil, is this what has kind of come out of 3 and 4 years and 5 years and 6 years of trying to figure out how we grow the game? Does a short course seem to be one of the things that's come out of all of the talk and all of the wonder about how we do it?
Yeah, I think so, because I think it's the golf, as you know and I know, and we love it dearly, but it's frustrating, it's maddening, it's sometimes inaccessible or difficult to access, and really what we're hopeful is maybe facilities like this that's based on the fun part of the game instead of, you know, worrying about the scorecard and the pencil, and it's just out there having a good time, and it's out there with your kids or your buddies or your wife, or, you know, it's basically that opportunity to take golf and put it in a completely different frame of mind. I think that this Topgolf concept is fantastic. It puts golf in a social setting. It lets people swing a golf club, you know, no matter what they're wearing in that situation, or whether they're eating or drinking and there's music, but there's a golf component to it. And if that somehow leads to somebody migrating to the more traditional concept of golf, I think that's fantastic. And I think these short courses could potentially do that same thing. And, you know, it's just, I don't think you can overestimate the word fun. I mean, I really think that to bring people to the game, we have to get them to enjoy it first and foremost. And if this sort of facility does that, then I think that's great.
I can't let you go without asking you about some of the distressing stories that have come out this week about the golf course in Rio, the Olympic golf course. Give me your thoughts on that, or what you know or don't know about that.
Yeah, it's, I mean, being this far away, it's difficult to you know, figure out exactly what's happening. You know, I had a chat earlier in the week with Jeff Shackelford, and I used the word brinksmanship, and I think that's, you know, we saw that over and over again during the construction of the golf course, and we understood that maybe that's the way the business gets done, or things have to kind of get to the lowest point before somebody steps into the breach and pulls it out. I'm hopeful that's what's happening right now. I mean, obviously, I wish it never had gotten to this point, but I just can't. There are just too many people down there who have, you know, the best interests of golf in hand. There's too much hard work that went into it. You know, the games were such a success. I just can't see how somehow this thing falls apart. And it was almost that same mentality we took from when we were designing and building the golf course. While it was difficult, yes, we knew somehow, some way it had to get done because it was just too important for it not to get finished. And I almost have that same sense that this is just, it's too important for this to just sort of go to seed. And I'm expectant that we're going to hear some better news, and you know, by the end of the year. But unfortunately, you know, it's sad that we had to get to this point where these stories came out, and you know, obviously some of it's true, some of it's misunderstood. But you know, my sense of it, having lived through the experience of building the golf course, is that we've gotten back to that point where, you know, somebody's going to have to step in and into the breach and take it over, and I expect that they will.
I hope you're right. He is Gil Hance. Gil, thank you for taking the time to do this. Best of luck with Pinehurst, and we'll talk again soon.
Sounds great. Thank you very much, and happy holidays.